draft. Eddie Rodriguez, Chris Sharp, Gavin Reese, and Eli Moore. On the line, we'll see Jaron Rutledge, Brody Rutledge, Wyatt Honeycutt, Matt Bouchon, and Jake Carl. Again, we kind of went through some of the Blackhawks, the key players that's out there. And on that line, you know, I mean, they're a class one school, but, you know, so is Thayer. And Thayer's had some really, really good football teams. And so forget that classifications that we're only a class two. So
right.
It really is means nothing. But you look from sideline to sideline, the numbers are very similar. Why? Stratford had a lot of kids out.
They did. Their sideline was full.
And that's a wonderful thing to have because, you know, again, week one, being able to have as few of two-way players as possible. You know, or if you got two-way players, you got solid subs that you can rotate in and out with them on that one side of the ball. So here we are, week two at the Nest, Liberty hosting the Adrian Blackhawks. I believe they're just a little south of Kansas City, and Liberty will receive the kick. And it is a line drive kick, and it's going to be taken inside the 5-yard line. Liberty with the return on the far side, and a good return, brings it out across the 25-yard line, and that's Chris Shar with that return.
Yeah, Adrian Pendergraft, nice block. He's the number three guy wearing a three jersey on the left side. Nice block on that kickoff team.
Yeah, Pendergraft, he's... So let's see, Liberty, last week we've seen the ball was at the 25 on the far hash towards the airport. We've seen a lot of empty backfield sets, but it looks tonight, now I love this, we got deuces on the far side, one single receiver to the near, Pruitt out of the shotgun, split in the backfield. Rodriguez and Shar, and they're going to hand it to Shar, and he fumbles it, and Adrian says, we have it. We'll wait for the official, and
they got it.
So Chris Shar can't hang on to it, and Adrian gets the football, first and 10, right at the 20-yard line of the Liberty Eagles.
Wow, what a change of things to open this game. I was going to say, boy, the travel distance is going to be kind of a disadvantage coming out of Kansas City or south of Kansas City, but wow.
First and 10, and the Blackhawks, they'll work out of the shotgun, slot left. They have a tailback, deuces on the near side. They're going to hand it off to the running back, Bailey. Nice job, Liberty, and that is Brody Rutledge coming up. 5-5 making the stop, and a gain of a yard, second and 9. Brody plays that inside linebacker position. Eagles, they come out in their base 35, three down linemen. Blackhawks, deuces to the near side, shotgun, running back. Oh, there's a penalty. And there's a handoff again to Bailey, but that's not going to mean anything as that ball's coming back. And
you had two receivers.
Yeah.
Two receivers doing the motion there.
Oops. So that'll back Adrian up 5 yards, and we'll replay the down.
Did get a little look at Bailey there as he ran that play there, and he hit the hole hard, cut it back up the middle there. And,
you know,
kind of glad for the flags.
I've had a lot of football coaches in the past tell me that, you know, when you find a running back that, without being told, cuts the ball back into the middle of the field, because what does every running back do? They want to get to the sideline, get out of bounds, stay fresh, you know, run another play. But Bailey, he'll cut it back up. Shotgun for Miller. Miller takes the snap, looks to float one off to the side, and does. Nice play, nice defense by the Liberty Eagles, and that is Chris Shar coming up making the play. The pass was to the slot back, 33 Ford, and nice job defensively coming up from the cornerback position, Chris Shar.
Yeah, he had number 33 just come out of the backfield there into the flats, caught a nice little route with a nice read there by Shore.
Deuces to the far side, shotgun. One receiver here to the near side, picked up by Shar. Motion, coming across the front of the quarterback. Going to run this jet, looks to cut it back into the middle of the field. Finds a seam, but Liberty does a good job defensively coming back to the football. And again, it looks like Brody Rutledge in on that. Also, who's that climbing up? Got in on the tackle. That's 72, slow to get up. Coming to the sideline, Tyler Glasscock is going to come to the sideline. Liberty will substitute. Looks like number 70 checking in there on the D-line, Jake Carl. So it's going to be 4th and 5. Blackhawks, why not? Got it as a gift. Go for it. Slot right, deuces to the right side, motion. Back to pass is Miller, and he is going to get rocked. Hello, Eli Moore. He comes back and gets right in the face mask of Colton Miller, the quarterback for the Blackhawks.
That was a great defensive penetration there. We had coming off the end and one of the linebackers up the middle.
Yeah, that was at the linebacker spot, Eli Moore, number 14. Just came through like a barrel, man, and just got him in the backfield.
So, look at where the ball's at, where it started. At the 25, 1st and 10, Liberty will work out of the shotgun, split backs, deuces out wide to the far side, one receiver to the near. Foot gets the snap, hands it off. Shar keeps it, dives forward.
I think that was Reese.
Or was it Reese? Or number?
Yep,
yeah,
number
it
seven.
Was. Number 7. All right. Gavin Reese with the carry. Excuse me, the ball was at the 15. Reese brings it out to the 19. So a gain of 3, 2nd and 7. The ball is spotted in the middle of the field. 9:16 to go here in the first. No score. Liberty got the kickoff, fumbled the first play of the game, and then held the Blackhawks. Trips to the near side. Pruitt fakes the handoff. Looks, oh, he's wide open. Oh, Carter.
Hey, Gary, that's the play we talked about last week, having a guy about 8 to 10 yards down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was going to the sideline. He was going straight to the sideline, not trying to run down it, and that was a beautiful opening play.
Oh, nice play call, and wide open, and just Liberty could not connect. Ouch. That had some green grass in front of it, too. Liberty with bunch formation to the far side, out of the shotgun, one tail back, back to pass is Pruitt. He's got time, flushed out of the pocket, looking downfield. There's a flag, and Pruitt has to step out of bounds at about the 13.
That laundry is right back there in the holding zone. Looks like you had one of the linemen grab some jersey there.
Well, it'll be 4th down and a loss on the play. Will Adrian just
decline?
Yeah. 4th down, so Liberty's going to have to punt. And now if you're Adrian, go. It's go time.
Yeah.
Pin your ears back and
send them.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, they don't even have anybody deep, so.
Yeah, full.
Now they do.
Full protection mode for Eagles right now. You need to watch 44. I'm telling you, he's a man. He's out wide here on the near side. Put back to punt. Gets the snap. And he gets off an end-over-end kick. The punt will be down at about the 38, 39-yard line. So good job by Carter Pruitt, giving the Liberty defense a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, 43 yards on that punt. That was nice to get it out of our deep area, the red zone.
When the sun sets, it'll be so much better.
Yes.
All we do is complain. We get on the radio every Friday night and we complain about the heat.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, this AC is wonderful.
this cold air?
Tyler, your shirt is dry still.
It
What's
is.
Wrong?
It is.
I was told by a dear close friend that my truck smelled like sour goats.
Yeah, we smelled like this place in that game last Friday.
So the official break, water break. We'll take 30 seconds. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back. It's 8:32 remaining in the first. No score. Adrian, first and 10, and the ball is at the, where we got it. Looks like the, they say the 36.
36.
And it's, folks, I apologize. It's going to be hard to see right now. Their jerseys and the sun shining. So they'll work out of the shotgun. Colton Miller, the quarterback. Bailey, the tailback. Motion man from the far side. They're going to feed it to Bailey. Makes it. Oh, what a nice cut back. Now Bailey gets outside. Liberty had him. They're in the backfield.
Number 70.
Yeah, that was Jake Carl. Jake Carl had him.
He just slipped right out of his paws there.
You got to wrap him up and roll to the ground. That's
Liberty's doing a better job already tonight than last week, as far as the tackling.
Yeah, I thought early, you know, we played pretty good defensively on the, you know, against the run, but
and the fatigue and everything.
The fatigue, yeah. Second and 5 for the Blackhawks. Out of the shotgun, they're going to feed it to him again. Nice cutback, but there's nothing there. Liberty, a good job making the stop, and it's going to bring up third and medium.
Brody Rutledge teed off on him that time.
Yes, exactly, from that his middle linebacker spot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
He came up and laid the stick.
Made an excellent read there.
Yeah, Jaron and Brody playing in the middle. Four, or excuse me, 7:25 to go. Here in the first, no score. Adrian looking at third and a four-yard spot there. Another handoff, quarterback keeper. Oh, he pulls.
Yes.
He gives it to him, and another great play. And that is Jaron Rutledge coming up and making the play, a loss on the play, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
Hey, another Rutledge, a couple of Rutledges. I know a number 55 is kind of close to me.
Yes.
He's kind
he
of
played that middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of passed the torch now.
He was a beast.
You know, I would like to see him just get out here and run the 100-yard dash. I bet he still could.
He's still pretty fast, I think.
Here's the punt. Blackhawks. Get away from it. Get away from it. You're going to get great field position. Oh, what are you doing? That's a Liberty Eagle. Come on.
Well, that's a 10-yard punt, 10-yard net.
That's how you get in the doghouse of a coach.
Oh,
you go to the sideline, and you get a big old earful. I mean, a big old dose of what are you doing? So first and 10 for Liberty at the 50.
It worked. We got the ball.
Liberty just 3 yards total offense, 3 yards rushing by Reese on a carry.
Liberty's going to go empty. Pruitt out of the shotgun. He's got motion. They're going to run the sweep. Gets it to the outside. Cutting it up is Reese, and he falls forward near the Blackhawk 45. And that looks like where they're going to spot him. So Gavin gives Liberty 5 yards on first down.
He run the ball twice with a couple big chunks. Like 4 and 5 yards a pop, hadn't he?
Yes, he has a 3-yard carry, then that 5-yard carry. Give credit to, I was looking at Eddie Rodriguez with a nice block on the right side.
So Liberty comes out wide, and 2 by 2, empty. Pruitt rolls to the far side, head up, looking downfield, zips it.
Got it.
It's caught, and a nice throw and catch.
Like Gavin.
Gavin with the haul, and that will move the chain.
That was a nice play.
I like what, you know, Carter rolled out. His head was up downfield the whole time, and it started with the snap. That was a perfect snap.
Perfect snap. He had time. The line was, they had good blocking right there.
First and 10 for Liberty at the Blackhawk 34. Empty. Pruitt's going to roll here to the near side. This is a quarterback run all the way, and Carter gets it inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line.
So a nice run of about 7 yards for Pruitt. That's his first carry. Carried it about, 20 times last week.
Second and 3. Ball is at the Blackhawk 27-yard line. Now in the backfield, who is number four for Liberty?
That is
Eddie Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie Rodriguez. Pruitt on the scramble, rolls wide open. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Mr. Adrian Pendergraft. Nice rollout and a little pitch over the top. Wide open, 6 points with 4:37 to go in the first.
27 yards on that breakaway reception by Pendergraft. Yeah, that again, hey, Gary, I like the play calling. They're having those receivers about 10 yards down the field, and he cuts to the sideline. Instead of trying to run down to the end zone, he's cut to the sideline right in front of the Liberty bench, and wow, nice pass.
So the Eagles now will line up, and will they go for the extra point? Now they're going to go for two. Rolling, and it's going to be a jet, and there's a toss, and the two-point convert. Nope, fumble. No good, so Liberty with the jet pitch to the near side, and it's going to be 6-0, and Liberty on the board first, taking a timeout, coming right back. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
For the past 10 years, the Anchor has been there ready to serve you no matter the day or time. Stop by Mountain View's only locally owned convenience store, The Anchor, to fuel up your vehicle, then go inside and grab some food to fuel yourself. Whether you're headed to the game, headed home from the game, headed to work, or heading to the woods or the river, stop by The Anchor, the only locally owned convenience store in town. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's The Anchor.
The Bank of Birchtree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
All right, welcome back. 4:37 to go in the first. 6-0 Liberty. Nice throw and catch. Pruitt to Pendergraft, and the Eagles are going to kick it off. Spotted up in the middle of the 40-yard line. Pruitt with a nice boot, and that's going to roll and be a touchback. So no return. I'm fine with that. First and 10 for the Blackhawks at their own 20-yard line. Keep that momentum on the boys in blue sideline. Eagles are in their navy blues, trimmed out in red. The Blackhawks, white, gold pants. I think it's trimmed out in navy blue.
I like the old school blues.
Yeah. We got several costumes. First and 10 for the Blackhawks. They're going to work out of the I formation. Hand it off right up the gut. Liberty is readily available. It's a loose football. Liberty saying they got it. See what the officials say. They're going to mark him down, or did Liberty come up with a turnover?
Yeah.
They do. First and 10, Liberty at the Blackhawk 20-yard line.
It's kind of like the first possession in reverse.
It is. Hopefully we can change it and score. First and 10. Liberty. Back to pass. Prutt flushed out of the pocket. He's got a receiver, and it's Shar caught, and he falls forward near the 15. That was a pretty nifty catch by Chris Shar.
Kind of the safety had to check down from a couple routes. Shar comes flowing out of the backfield there as kind of a safety valve and was able to pick up, what, six?
Second and 4. Eagles, again, will go empty. Pendergraft and Rodriguez out wide here to the near side. Eli Moore tucked in as tight end. And Shar and Reese out to the opposite side. Prutt with the draw, looks to take it up the middle, bounces it outside, finds some running room, touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Carter Prutt off the draw, and the Eagles go up 12-0.
Boy, some pretty nifty footwork Carter had there. Made kind of a high step right there at the goal line just to free him up for the score.
Eagles with 3:53 on the clock here in the first, lead 12-0. And we're going to go for two again. And that may be the game plan. Just go for two each time. Prutt back to pass, looking. Corner, goes it. And it's good.
Gavin.
2-point conversion to Gavin Reese, 14-0, 3:53 to go in the first. We'll take a break, come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, Eagles fans, after the game, stay tuned for The Locker Room Show, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew. That'll be your opportunity to call in, talk about the game, and hand out game balls to those deserving players. It's The Locker Room Show every Friday night after Liberty Eagles football right here on The Fox 96.9. Look forward to hearing from you. 257-0369, 257-0-FOX is the number. Get those game balls ready. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And welcome back, 14-0 Liberty. We're in the first, 3:53 on the clock. Eagles set to kick it off. And Eagles kind of mixing it up and, you know, able to keep that momentum on their side after the turnover. Prutt puts it up into the middle of the field. It's going to be caught at the 15 near hash. Uh-oh. Breaks a tackle and breaks another tackle and then wrestled down at the 35. Nice return for the Blackhawks.
Boy, nice coverage there by number 58 for Liberty. Looking through the roster here, who is 58? Made a nice play on that kickoff team.
58 is...
I've got to learn this Liberty roster.
Smothers. Preston, yep. Smothers.
The freshman, 5'11", 200 pounds.
First and 10 for the Blackhawks. Bailey in the backfield. Miller awaits the snap, 5 yards deep, motion, back to pass, Miller looking downfield, throwing it up, and that could be a flag. Did he catch it? Yes, he did catch it.
I thought the back judge there was waving it off, but...
Yep. Adrian couldn't.
Just got to get his head turned and find the ball.
Got to get your hips around. You got to.
Just kind of in a bad position there.
That was Russo with the catch, 34 yards, or actually 31 yards for Russo.
Big play by the Blackhawks. Slot right. Deuces out to the near side. Motion. Miller takes the snap. Hands it off to Bailey. And Bailey looks for some running room and gets it inside the 25 to the 24.
Well, that's the first time that he's able to be able to get some daylight. The Liberty defense has been playing very, very tough on him tonight, and he was just able to break a tackle there, get to some open field.
Yeah, you're right. Liberty's played really well inside the ends on the defensive side.
Well, the middle linebackers too, but I don't know. They got caught up in something that play right there because there was nobody home. So we got an official timeout with 3 minutes to go here in the first. Liberty leads 14-0. Actually, they're going for a measurement, and they got it. So 10-yard carry for Mr. Bailey.
So, Adrian, two first downs. They fumbled the ball once, penalized one time for 5 yards. Total offense, 53, 22 on the ground, 31 through the air.
Blackhawks come back out on the field. They've yet to look towards 44, Mike Jackson Deal. They haven't looked at him yet. The big dude for the Blackhawks. Eagles. Back on their heels at their own 24-yard line. Miller, motion. They're going to hand it right back to their running back. And, again, getting to the backfield for Liberty is Jake Carl, but he's just not able to get a grip on
Bailey. It turned him back towards the middle there. And he fell forward for about five.
5 yard tote.
That kid's a runner.
Oh, yeah. Hunter Bailey is his name. He's a senior. Where's the number 22? Checking in, number 10, Cooper Wisnat, senior wide receiver. He'll come out wide here to the near side. No, he'll be the inside receiver on the near side. Shotgun, tight end, tucked in tight. There's a handoff. Oh, it's a loose. Oh, quarterback's going to keep it. He stuck it into Bailey's belly, and then Miller pulled it out, but Liberty was able to make the play, no gain. Four down territory, though, as the sun has finally hidden itself behind the tree line.
Wow, that field's actually green.
Yeah, there's actually white lines on it.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
Trips to the far side for the Blackhawks. Miller out of the shotgun. Bailey right beside him. Quick pass. That's dropped. It hit the grass, but it's live ball and down inside the 10-yard line is Mason
Rousseau.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reception goes for 12 yards. Russo's second catch of the night, 43 yards total through the air for him.
Blackhawks get into the huddle. So out wide now, they got trips, and Ford, 33, is that inside. He's a big dude. He's the inside receiver. They're going to toss it to Bailey, and Bailey's going to tippy-toe into the end zone for the 6 points.
Yeah, they ran him wide. He just saw a lane, cut right back up the middle.
Well, and the Blackhawks went big with Ford and Deal on the trip side out there. And you would think Bailey's going to run behind them, but he cut it inside.
He saw the lane and took it in untouched.
Looks like the Blackhawks are going to go for two with 37 seconds to go here in the first. And that is just what they're going to do. They're going to line up for two. Pretty much the same formation. Motion. They'll hand it up, quarterback keeper, and oh, he breaks the tackle. Now he's scrambling back deep, and there, oh, again, Liberty, you can't wrap him
up.
Oh,
my goodness.
And he makes the play, and the 2-point conversion is good.
So many opportunities.
You can't.
Oh, my word.
For you, those of you watching it on video, That's why you don't tackle from the waist up.
Tyler, that is Johnny Manziel right there.
That was very Johnny football-ish.
Yes. So the two-point conversion is good. 14-8 is where we're at now here in the first. Miller, the quarterback, Colton Miller, he threw that behind Liberty's 40-yard line.
Yeah, they had pushed him back.
They pushed him back, yeah, 35 yards.
It's like a delayed screen. It's pretty much
actually
it
37. It falls at the 3-yard line. My, oh, my. But Liberty still hangs on to the lead. And the Blackhawks will kick it off. 14-8, 37 seconds to go in the first. Well, you knew it wasn't going to be that easy.
No, no. This is a good football team.
Back to receive for the Eagles, Eddie Rodriguez and Chris Shaw. Your up men on the far side is, I think that's Pendergraph on the far side. I believe that's number 12 right here, isn't it? Reese.
Yep, that's Gavin.
Penalty flags thrown.
False start.
That's going to be against the Blackhawks, so that'll back them up 5 yards, and they'll re-kick.
You know, that's kind of an odd position for that deep official to throw the flag on.
I don't think he blew his whistle to signal that it was ready, is what he was getting at.
So the Blackhawks coaching staff, they're wanting an explanation for that. Because it was the back judge.
Yeah, it was the white hat.
Yeah, he was in the end zone.
Good point, Tyler. He may have not blown the whistle officially.
Yeah,
he was 60 yards away from the play.
Because, I mean, as soon as he kicked it, the flag came out and he was blowing it dead.
So, officials talking with the
Adrian
coach.
That's what it was. He was showing that coach. Raise his hand.
Yeah. Yep. There's the false start, 5-yard penalty. So Adrian will kick off from the 35-yard line.
You know, earlier before the game started, Gary, I couldn't find a bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's all new. Yeah.
This is a new place for me. This is wonderful. Nice booth. Man, they did a great construction on this.
Dave got lost. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be returnable, and it'll be taken by Rodriguez. He's going to take it up the far side of the field. Looks for a lane, and he is met by some Blackhawks at the 28-yard line. First and 10, Liberty, 29 seconds to go in the first. No, that's not blue, it's black. So they're white jerseys, gold pants trimmed out in black.
Kind of looks like the old St. Louis Rams unis as far as the designs of them.
Yeah. College football, the Missouri Tigers won last night. Liberty empty, Pruitt out of the shotgun. Rolling to the near side, that's the quarterback keeper all the way. Now he reverses it, gets a nice block, gets to the sideline, cuts it into the middle of the field, and is going to be brought down shy of the 40 to the 39-yard line.
Carter just making the best of a busted play there.
I still think if Carter would just sell that he's going to throw it a little bit, you know, instead of just, I mean, you know, there's design, I'm sure there's design, catch it and go,
mm-hmm.
Quick hitters, but kind of where we's at, you know. All right, that's the end of the first, and the Eagles have scored 14 to the Adrian Blackhawks 8. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the second. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Riding the school bus is the safest way to transport children to school. Parents, please remind your children to be good bus riders. Teach them to follow the bus driver's instructions and sit in their seats with their personal items on their laps. It's important to keep the aisle clear in case of an emergency. Also, remind your children to stay a safe distance away from the road while waiting for the bus. Never begin to approach the bus until it has come to a complete stop and you've looked both directions. This has been a public service announcement by your Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football on 96.9 The Fox. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning and Dave Quinn and Ricky Smith up top running camera. And again, folks, we will get this all figured out, and we truly appreciate your patience with this live video stream. But I'm being told
everything
is rocking and rolling.
Everything's rocking and rolling now.
So, who's watching? Let us know. Let us hear from you. First and 10, Liberty. Ball is at their own 39-yard line. Second and a short one. There's a blitz. And picked up nicely by Liberty. Pruitt is able to get the first down on the scramble. That was a great pickup.
That was.
Coming in on the blitz was Bailey, 22.
Kind of a delayed blitz there in the back was actually able to come out and just
Rodriguez
kick him out.
Right there. Carter Pruitt went over there and tapped him on the helmet.
Yep.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
So a new set of downs for Liberty. First and 10 at their own 42. The ball is on the near hash over towards the Blackhawk sideline. And we got 4 seconds to get this ball snapped. Split backfield, out of the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, now gives it to Reese. Reese is going to dive forward. Might get a couple. Lead blocker, the first man through for Liberty was Chris Schar. There was no one there for him to meet, though.
Nope.
See, so far Reese with 3 carries and Pruitt has carried the ball 4 times. Total rushing at 43.
Reese will come out wide to the near side all alone, trips to the far side, and they're going to be stacked. Nope. Bunch formation. Pruitt's going to roll to that side, head up, looks downfield. He's got a receiver. Oh! Give us a flag. As pass was intended for Eli Moore, but Cooper Wisnat with the coverage.
It's pretty good defense. He knocked it. I mean, by the time the ball got there, he just got a hand in there.
Yep. Clock will stop with 10:36. Missouri Tigers will be at home next Saturday.
Hey, how about my Hogs playing tomorrow at noon?
Who do they got?
North Texas.
Agape House?
Something like North Texas or Agape House, yes. Monkey Run.
Third and short, a long 8. Pruitt flushed out of the pocket. Now looking downfield. Wide. Oh! No. It's Chris Schar and Carter.
Oh, I thought he was going to pull it in.
Yeah.
Wow. He was wide open at about the 42-yard line of the Blackhawks.
Well, those are the ones you want to make, but clock will stop with 10:28, and it brings up 4th and 8. For the Eagles. Gardner Pruitt back to punt. Takes the snap. And gets one off, and it's going to be caught at the 21-yard line. And getting to the sideline and stepping out of bounds with the assistance of Chris Schar is number 10, Wisnat. So the Blackhawks will take over on offense.
36 yards on the punt, the third punt of the night for Liberty.
Lady Eagles volleyball, they took on West Plains and come up short. At Licking earlier this week, came up a little short there, but working through a little adversity, some injured players.
And say the injury bug kind of continued on with the volleyball side also.
First and 10 for the Black Blackhawks, deuces, shotgun. Miller takes it, sticks it into the belly of the running back.
Boom!
Boy, there's Brody Rutledge laying the wood to Hunter Bailey.
He got north and south right there, Bailey did, and thought he had a seam, and it closed on him.
He ran into the north pole. So they're going to credit him with a yard, second and nine. Eagles will stay with three down linemen. Outside backers pinch it in, motion. And they fake the sweep. Oh, again, they get it to the running back, and he gone.
Catch him, Gavin.
Gavin gives him a shove, tries, but taking it to the house is Hunter Bailey.
Wow, 61 yards on that scamper as he just broke it to the right side of the field.
I thought their Liberty was going to get him. They had him behind the line of scrimmage, but he's a good running back, and he takes it to the house. Ties it up at 14, and now the Blackhawks will go for the extra point and the one-point lead. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good, and the Blackhawks now lead Liberty by one. 15 unanswered by the Blackhawks. 9:38 to go in the second. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
It's where you raise your family, and now you are making memories with your grandkids. It's your home. Now look around at all those trees. Will the next memory be when a limb or the whole tree comes crashing through the roof? Call Casey's Tree Service to trim or even remove the trees that are a threat to your home.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
And welcome back. It's 15-14. Adrian strikes and takes the lead. Eagles set to return. And it is Rodriguez and Shar, the deep returners. Vendegraaff and Reese, the up men. Caught at the five by Rodriguez, looking to get to the sideline, and there's nothing there, and Rodriguez gets lit up at about the 16. First and 10 for the Eagles. Well, I tell you, there's been some big play opportunities for Liberty, but they've just not hoofed it up yet.
Yeah, they just, it's like, you know, the ball's just, 6 inches too high, or it's a step too slow on the cuts, or a block. I mean, we're right there. We just got to capitalize on it.
First and 10 for the Eagles. Deuces on each side. Tied in, tucked in tight. On the right side, Pruitt waits for the shotgun snap, takes it, going to take it, bounce it outside, find some running room, make the move, get some more room, and is... Oh, that's a late hit.
Come on.
There's 15 more right there. So, Fred is out of bounds at about the 28 and tack on 15 more.
Just couldn't hold up, could he?
He didn't want to. Like, you son of a gun. So, that will give Liberty a little more breathing room.
Kind of get the momentum headed in the right direction here.
Take it back anyway. So that's going to pull the football all the way to the Liberty 44-yard line. First and 10, Liberty. Pruitt will work out of the shotgun. Rodriguez in the backfield.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, and it's caught by Eli Moore. Gets to the sideline, picks up some more running space, forced out of bounds at the Blackhawks 35-yard line. There's the big play we've been
excellent,
waiting for.
Excellent play call, excellent execution. Eli drove all the way across the middle. As soon as he cleared, Pruitt was able to hit him for a nice chunk.
Yeah, that chunk goes for 22 yards.
First and 10, Liberty in Blackhawk territory. Eagles look to go empty. Got tight left. Moore, the tight end, deuces here to the near side. Pruitt takes the snap. He's going to run it up the middle, and there's not a lot of running room. A little bit of a hesitation, I think, would buy him just a little more room. Gain of a couple. See where they spot him. He'll get three. Second and 7. You're in four down territory.
Hey, Pruitt has 6 carries for 47 yards.
You know, it might be time to feed Rodriguez because he's been back there, and maybe you can catch the Blackhawks sleeping on him because Eddie will take it to the house. Second and 7, back to pass. Pruitt looks to the sideline, throws incomplete. Pass was intended for Adrian Pendergraft. Liberty tried a little quick hitter right there on a little hitch route. Brings up third down. So, we've got in the ball game, well, now we've got that official timeout. 8:30 to go. Actually, Liberty's going to take a timeout. So, and 15-14, Adrian by one. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
For the past 10 years, the Anchor has been there ready to serve you no matter the day or time. Stop by Mountain View's only locally owned convenience store, The Anchor, to fuel up your vehicle, then go inside and grab some food to fuel yourself. Whether you're headed to the game, headed home from the game, headed to work, or heading to the woods or the river, stop by The Anchor, the only locally owned convenience store in town. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's The Anchor.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. It is 8:30 on the clock in the first half. Liberty looks at 3rd and 7. Out of the shotgun. Rodriguez in the backfield, rolling out his Pruitt. Looks into the middle, and he finds his target. And first down, Liberty. Chris Schar catches and then gets hit out to the 20-yard line. I mentioned his name, 44, Mr. Deal. Char bounces up, says thank you very much for the extra yardage. I look good on my stats.
That's right.
11 yards on that reception. Char's second catch for 17 yards here in the first half.
First and 10 for the Eagles at the Blackhawks 20-yard line. Ball is on the near hash. Out wide, Roberts here to the near side. And Sharp, Pruitt's going to keep it, looks to run, bounces outside, looks for a steal.
Ooh,
block,
yes.
Gets it.
Oh, no.
Are they going to flag number 3 for
because
an outstanding block?
Because Pendergraft didn't hit him. He was hit.
That was Pendergraft with a wonderful block on the right side of the field.
It was just a crack block, just a beautiful crack block.
Oh, that's that'll be something to look at.
He got his head in front, everything.
So they're going to step it off.
Now, is that a personal foul of 15?
No, it's a 10-yard penalty.
No,
it's a 15.
It may have been something leading with the head, leading with the helmet.
But it didn't look like he went for the block. He ran in front of him, and he got...
I don't know. I don't agree with that one.
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at that. But 7:47 to go here in the first, 15-14. Blackhawks by one. Liberty first and 25. They need to get it across the 10-yard line. Pruitt out of the shotgun. Rodriguez, the tailback. Back to pass. Liberty's going to... Oh, there he is. Oh! Tipped away again. 34 with that knockaway. Russo.
Boy, we got a step at the end of that throw. But what a play by that defender. Just to stick his big arms up there and knock it down. But nice route.
Carter tried to throw a laser, and maybe, you know, one you just kind of arch up there. Easier to say from up here than when you're out there, you know, and you got people that have bad intentions as to what they want to do to you if they get to you. Second and 25. Pruitt again, back to pass. Lots of time. Now he's flushed out. Now he has to reverse. Looking downfield. Come on, scramble. Come to him. And incomplete. Liberty waited a little too long to come back to him, but Pendergraft was the first one to realize there was trouble, and that's who Carter went towards, but knocked away, and it's going to bring up third and 25. You're in four down territory. You don't need it all.
No.
So the Eagles now will send out wide Eli Moore to the near side, 14. And then Gavin Reese is going to be the inside receiver on the deuce package. 2x2. Rodriguez in the backfield. Back to pass is Pruitt. Here comes pressure. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's got his head up looking downfield, and he cannot connect. And it's going to be fourth down now. Pass was intended for Gavin Reese. That time, 55 and 76 was able to get there in the backfield.
I like what Carter's doing there. When the pressure is coming, he's actually stepping up
into the pocket.
Yeah. And he's not just rolling and getting flushed out to where, it's buying his receivers some time to run the routes to get the openings.
Liberty's going to go for it on fourth and 25. Blackhawks are going to come after him, and here they come. Looking downfield, throwing across his body. It's picked off. Oh, making the catch is the quarterback, Miller, now looking for the return and is going to be forced out of bounds at the 40. So.
Made a good play.
Made a good play. And there's, a lot of times you can do that and, if Liberty could have made the tackle, then it would have been first and 10 at the 1
right.
or 2.
Right.
So, Liberty with their second turnover.
Referee, water
yep,
timeout.
Official timeout. 6:49 to go. And, Dave, how's it looking so far, total yardage for each side? Or is it fairly close, or is one kind of, leading the other?
Well, right now, Liberty... 138 yards total offense, 57 on the ground, and 81 passing. Now, Liberty's 138 yards total offense compares to the Blackhawks, 139.
So, yeah, I mean,
it's dead even.
They got one more yard than we do, and they have one more point. Official timeout. And, hey, be sure to stick around because after the game, it's the locker room show. So you can call in and hand out your game balls. And we will select our player of the game. Last week, we didn't do that, but, who was last week's Liberty Eagle player of the game?
I got to go with Carter. just kind of the injury bug, you know, the cramping and everything that we kind of went through, he was the biggest consistent player that we had.
Carter played a whale of a game for sure, and definitely a willing recipient of it. I was impressed with Eddie Rodriguez.
Eddie played well. Chris Shaw played well.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Blackhawks at their own 41-yard line. Now the shotgun, motion from the near side, hand off to the running back, and he's going to get it outside. Great tackle by Chris Shaw. That is textbook right there. Stuck his shoulder pads right above his knees and flipped him up end over end. But he picks up 8 yards.
Picked up 8 before he got there.
Second and 2, short 2 at that, 6:20 to go in the half. Liberty down by 1. Adrian Blackhawks with the football. Next week we start conference play at Thayer. Trips to the far side, one receiver out wide to the near side, and that's Deal. Quarterback draw, big hole opens up, and he's wrapped up at the Liberty 45. First down for the Blackhawks. Picked up 6.
Kind of a play action draw there. Take the handoff to the back and then took it off the guard off the opposite side there.
Going out wide is Russo, 34, to the far side. He's right at the hash. It's going to be picked up. Now there's a quick handoff and diving forward. They put it in the belly of Deal, but then the quarterback pulls it out, dives forward. A little beer action right there.
Yeah, the D-line right there made that a busted play.
Gain of 3, 2nd and 7. Adrian again last year played in the state championship game in Class 1. Just under 5 minutes to go. Adrian up by 1, and they'll work under center out of the eye, and they'll hand it off again to Bailey. Great job. And that's Eli Moore coming up, making the stop out of that gun position for the Eagles. Hybrid DN outside linebacker. Gain of 1, so
we need a good defensive stand here.
Yep. 3rd and 6.
They have Bailey already 102 yards here in the first half.
Now he had that one big run.
Yeah, 61 yards was his touchdown scoring run here in the second quarter.
And there he is.
Timeout, Adrian.
We'll take one as well. 4:11 to go in the half. 15-14, Adrian by 1, and they're looking at 3rd and 6 when we come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Nurse practitioner Adam Madison is proud to be the Liberty Eagles team provider. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Save at the back-to-school sale at Monty's Outdoors, an annual sale where you can save 20 to 50% off athletic and outdoor clothing and shoes from Under Armour, Columbia, and Life is Good. Find other school-time essentials like backpacks, sack packs, duffel bags, also cleats, sports socks, compression wear, ball caps, and more. Check out the Zizzer Pro Store, a partnership with West Plains R7, to find one-of-a-kind Zizzer gear. All this and more for your back-to-school at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And welcome back. 4:11. Blackhawks again. They're going to run I formation. Under center. quick pass in and out of the hands, and it was there, intended for Ford. Tight end, he just did a quick slant, turned around in the middle of the field. Carter saying he pushed off, should be a foul. And Liberty gets the stop. Fourth and six for the Blackhawks. Liberty sends two back to return. And now when you go to doing that, showing it that early, well, you got to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed, because now all of a sudden it's 9 on 11. They will punt it. It's a nice high punt. Fair catch called and nabbed in by Rodriguez at the 10-yard line. First and 10 Liberty. 4:07 to go in the half. Eagles need some points.
31 yards on the punt.
Liberty scored 14 unanswered. Adrian has answered back with 15 unanswered. It's kind of been a stalemate here in the second half of the second quarter.
Yeah, Liberty strikes twice in the first quarter on a 27-yard pass to Pentagraph and a 15-yard run by Pruitt.
First and 10, Liberty will go empty. Pruitt takes it, sprints to the left side, cuts it up, finds a big hole, and is brought down at the 20, but we got a penalty flag thrown back at the line of scrimmage, and it's a holding call. So half the distance, it'll put Liberty back to the 5-yard line, first and 15.
So far, Liberty penalized three times for 35 yards.
Both these teams look a little gassed. Adrian looks a little, they look a little gassed, don't they?
Yeah.
Who did Adrian play last week? I watched the game film and I totally.
Yeah, I did too.
Spaced out on it.
Eagles go with the tight end tucked in here on the left side. Two receivers on each side. Empty backfield. Pruitt takes the snap. He's just going to run it right back up the middle again. There's a hole. Now he gets it outside, gets the yardage back, and then some. So Carter Pruitt picks up 10 as he's brought down at the 15. So nice run by Carter Pruitt. It's going to be second and 5 for the Eagles. Clock continues to tick. 3:15 to go in the half.
Windsor,
that's right. And Windsor's been good last few years. Second and 5. Eagles, again, will go empty. Tight end, Eli Moore's tucked in tight on the far side. 2x2. Snap taken. It's another quarterback draw up the middle. And it's Carter Pruitt bringing it out to the 25-yard line. Carter's doing a good job. He's baiting them up.
Made a nice little delayed read there. Got some good yardage.
First down from the 26. Pruitt with an empty. Now he's going to have motion. Will the Eagles run the sweep? No. Pruitt reverses out. He's got company, though. Gets to the edge and is going to be stepping out of bounds. That time, the Blackhawks did not bite on the jet.
They did not.
They had good pursuit. Getting a little pressure off that left side of the O-line that time. So now out wide will be Eli Moore here to the near side. Rodriguez is in the backfield, out of the shotgun. Pruitt takes it, fakes the handoff, pitches it over, and, tackled right around the neck, slung down at the 30.
Well, I think there was some illegal contact on a receiver stricken straight down the field. Kind of got tripped up there in the secondary.
no flag. Under 2 minutes to go, Liberty's got their full complement of timeouts. Ball is at the Liberty 31, third and five.
I think Liberty should have two timeouts left.
Yeah. Right now, you need to. You don't have, you know, you got, now you're down to 90 seconds. And now Liberty will use a timeout. You need to be a little quicker with that, you know. If you're going to use them, use them. Clock is your enemy, just like the Blackhawks are. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Summer isn't over yet, and there's still time for adventure. Whether you need navigation, all-wheel drive, towing capability, or third-row seating, Bailey Chevrolet GMC has the SUV to get you there.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come test drive the sport utility for your next adventure today. Find new roads.
Go 469-3111. Bailey team is going to get it done.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back. Big play right here. Liberty goes empty. Slot right, deuces. Pruitt rolls to the far side. He's got pressure looking downfield, and it's in and out of the hands of Eli Moore, and he would have had the first down. Had to come up for it. It was thrown above him, but he got his hands on it. 1:29, and the clock stops, and it's fourth and five.
Well, I'm really liking the play calling there by the receivers on the pass routes. They're running 8 to 10 yards down the field, cutting across to the sidelines.
Liberty in punting formation, but your quarterback is your punter. Foot takes it, and he'll boot it off end over end, and it's going to be downed at the 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Blackhawks, and they've got 1:24, and they may have a couple timeouts in their back pocket, too. I get confused with the official timeouts,
right?
The water breaks, but
I think they've called one this first half, so I think they've got two.
1:24 again on the clock, and the Blackhawks have a one-point advantage. They're going to send 4-4 and 34, Rousseau and Deal out wide here to the near side. Two big bodies. Now they're going to use motion. And here comes pressure in the backfield. Shot thrown, caught right at the first down marker. Clock will stop as they move the chains. 1:16 to go.
Liberty brought the linebackers there on a blitz.
Almost got to him.
They had the inside receiver come right in there to fill the vacant void there.
Now they're going to hand it off to the tailback, cutting it back against the grain, breaking tackles, missed tackles, more missed tackles, finally grabbed up there around the shoulder pads, and he's dragging Liberty players all the way to the 25. Wow, that's not how you want to tackle right there. First and 10 for the Blackhawks.
27 yards on that pickup. Boy, he really cut it back well. Going to the right side and cuts it to the middle.
All you mighty might coaches out there, W's will take care of themselves. Teach proper technique. Junior high the same way. Work on those basic techniques. Here's a pass to the far side. Overshoots his intended target, Rousseau, and it's going to bring up second down. 32 seconds on the clock. Ball is at the Liberty 25-yard line. But, you know, again, you kind of a lot of people get caught up in wins, you know, how it's teach the game of football. Let your high school coaches, you know, worry about the W's. Teach tackle, teach blocking, fundamentals. Make the jet sweep, going to make a toss, incomplete. Well, that slant is there.
It's there.
Now we've got, wonder what happened to our other outside. Oh, again, Gavin is not out there. You've got Pendergraft playing safety. That's, we got in trouble with that last week, and now, you know, Kyle Roberts has moved in playing cornerback on the far side. Third and 10, quarterback draw and brought down, short gain. And now we've got a timeout. Eli Moore coming up from the bottom of the pile. Also, Tyler Glasscock. Timeout called by the Blackhawks with 20 seconds.
Score updates here. Houston was up 41-6 over Fayette. And Marionville was up 56-6 over Willow in the first half.
Well, then, you know, there's some other big games. Ava's playing Stratford.
Yep.
That's kind of one to kind of keep an eye on right there. There's some good games. West Plains is at home. They're taking on Glendale. West Plains went to Bolivar week one and,
got beat in the last minute.
Got beat, yeah, and it was a lot like kind of how Liberty's game went. Just a lot of cramping and a lot, you know, moving bodies around, trying to find the right ingredient, the right fit. Thayer picked up a nice win week one, but they've got their hands full as they're taking on the Salem Greyhounds tonight. But I'd be interested in where we're at with the Stratford and Ava game. Here it is, fourth down, 20 seconds to go. Blackhawks are going to work out of the shotgun, motion. Looking to pass, there's the slant, and it's caught. Tackle made at the 12, clock stops with 14 seconds. So the Blackhawks will get one more shot at it as the clock starts. First and 10. And they're going to hand it off to the running back. Nice play. Nice tackle made. And that is Carter Pruitt coming up, making the stop. 5 seconds to go, and Adrian gets the timeout. And they'll have it second and 8 from the Liberty 10-yard line. That was a pretty good job by the Adrian coaches. They had that play called, you know, if, hey, we're going to run this, we get a first down, we're going to run this play. Just get right back to the line, and we're going to run as fast and quick, and maybe we can catch them off guard. And they were able to save their timeout. So instead of just getting that one last play, now they're going to be able to get two plays in. 15-14 is your score.
It looks like Ava was up 22-0 at the half.
Boys and girls, I'm telling you, Ava's for real. Ava's, that Hunter Adams, I know it was a devastating injury, and a lot of people thought, well, you know, that's a, he's never going to be the same. He can't be. He is, and he's a junior, and he is just tearing it up. He is big. He is fast. And Ava, they're a handful. 5 seconds. Second and 8 for the Blackhawks. Out of the shotgun, back to pass. Look in the middle of the field. Throw, tipped. Incomplete, 0.5 seconds. They're probably going to want a couple seconds put back on the clock. So they'll get one more play with the incomplete. They're going to go for a field goal.
Looks like Kabul was up 44-0 over Skyline at the half. Salem was up 22-20 just right before the half.
Salem. On Thayer?
Yep. Salem, Missouri.
No, Salem, Arkansas.
Yep.
That's where Coach Weber's at now. Here's the field goal attempt. It's up. And ladies and gentlemen, it's good. And it's an 18-14 ball game. Blackhawks with the point, man. Having a field goal kicker is a weapon, and every school should have one and work on that. It'll win you ball games, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't even tell you the last time we had a field goal kicked on us before this year, and we've had one last week and one this week.
Yeah, and a lot of it's been because we've scored so many points,
mm-hmm.
you know, that a field goal, well, that's not going to do us any good. We just as well go for it. But 18-14 at the half, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes, and Dave Quinn will go over first half stats. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally...